Hi, I'm Faith Royce, and this is Soldiers of Christ on Radio Free Hillsdale, a feature where I highlight the life of Catholic and Orthodox saints. Today's saint is Catherine of Siena, a doctor of the Catholic Church who received many mystical visions and the mark of the stigmata. Catherine was born the 25th child to her family in Siena, Italy, on March 25, 1347. Even from a young age, Catherine lived a deeply spiritual life dedicated to God. She experienced mystical visions, and by age 7, she had made a vow of virginity. When Catherine turned 16, her sister died, leaving her husband a widower. Their parents attempted to make Catherine marry the widowed man, but she refused, as she already pledged herself fully to Christ. In an act of defiance, she began to fast and cut her hair short to lessen her appearance. Her father came to her defense, and Catherine was left alone and given a room for personal meditation and prayer. At the age of 18, she entered the Dominican Third Order. This order was one that took simple vows and allowed the monastics to either remain outside the convent or enter a monastery. Catherine's reputation for holiness spread, and by her early 20s, she experienced a special vision of the divine mysteries and was shown heaven, hell, and purgatory. A divine command was given for her to leave her cell and re-enter the public world. She began helping the poor and sick as the Black Plague spread throughout Italy, gaining many followers due to her charity. As her ministry grew, she moved beyond Siena and traveled to promote reform in the church and unity in Italy as civil war and factions spread. At the time, the Pope was residing in Avignon, France, due to the many threats in Italy. Division was brewing, and Catherine implored Pope Gregory XI to take action to secure peace in Italy and to lead a crusade as well. Her pleas were ignored, but she soon realized that it was imperative for the Pope to return to his seat in Rome. After a few years, she was able to meet Pope Urban VI, where she assisted him in gaining support from important leaders for his papacy. At the same time, there was an anti-pope named Clement, who tried to claim the position and had caused much division. War had also broken out between Florence and the Holy See, with many of the papal states leading an insurrection. At the ordering of the Pope, Catherine was sent as an ambassador to seek neutrality. After having such a profound effect on the Pope, he permanently moved back to Rome, and Catherine continued to seek reform and unity across Italy. During a fight in Florentine, an attempt was made to kill Catherine, but she narrowly escaped. As she continued to write, encouraging reform while serving the destitute and sick, she began to suffer a mysterious agony for 3 months. Catherine passed away on April 29, 1380, at the age of 33. Her feast day is celebrated on this day, and she is the patroness of illnesses, Italy, miscarriages, people ridiculed for their faith, and nurses. Many of Catherine's writings from her life, which includes almost 400 letters, 26 prayers, and 4 treatises, were compiled in a book titled The Dialogue. These words were so influential that St. Catherine was later declared a doctor of the Church. We take inspiration from this famous quote, for she said, "Be who God meant you to be, and you will set the world on fire." Thank you for listening to Soldiers of Christ. I'm Faith Royce with Radio Free Hillsdale, 101.7 FM.